I just talked to the young people about what they've been doing in school, and I'm hoping that you adults have been doing your homework as well, as you have homework this season of Lent. It's called Rediscover Jesus. If you don't have this book, stop at the welcome desk. I think they have more copies now that are available. Suggested retail gift, $2. But if $2 is going to be a bind for you right now in the middle of the month, they'll give you one for free. We are reading this together. And each week, we have been given the task to talk about 8 chapters so that we can get through the 40 chapters during the season of Lent. So that would pick up chapters 8 through about chapter 15. So, let me begin with a marvelous quote that I made up. You can't give what you don't got. And just in case some of the English teachers in our midst missed that, I want to repeat that. You can't give what you don't got. This morning, in just a few minutes, we're going to have 3 baptisms of little ones. And although each child will have godparents, in a very important way, we all become their godparents through this rite of Christian baptism. You're going to answer questions as well as the parents and the godparents. So you, in a very special way, are these children's godparents. We make promises that we will support these children in their lives in Christ. To be able to share faith, we must have faith. To be able to foster faith in Jesus, we must have faith in Jesus. To be able to help others know Jesus, we've got to know Jesus. So I want to, first of all, begin with chapter 10 for just a moment. Chapter 10 is entitled 40 Words. 40 Words. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, and one day he was asked this question: which is the greatest of the commandments? Which is the greatest of the commandments? This was Jesus' response: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In those 40 words, we have the distillation of the gospel. It's sort of a mini gospel, if you will. If you are looking for something to measure your life by, those 40 words do a pretty good job of measuring our lives. Have we loved God with our whole being? And have we loved our neighbor as we love ourselves? On page 56, our writer closes chapter 10 with these words: you must learn to love yourself. This is radical. Now, we've just been talking about loving God and loving neighbor. You have to learn to love yourself. Your ability to love yourself will have a very direct impact on your ability to love God and your ability to love your neighbor. That is radical, and that is profound. In chapter 11, Matthew Kelly continues, and the title of that chapter was The Heart of the Gospel. We have to learn to give and to forgive. To give and to forgive. He gives us a marvelous definition or description of what it means to be generous. And so I want to read for just a moment. Jesus wants you to become the most generous person in your sphere of influence. He wants you to astonish people with your generosity. He wants you to be generous with your time and your talent and your treasure. You've heard that around here before. But he invites you to be generous. He invites you to generosity that goes far beyond those things of time, talent, and treasure. He wants you to be generous with your praise of others and your encouragement. He wants you to be generous with your compassion and your patience. He wants generosity to reach into every area of your life so that through you, God can love and intrigue the people in your life. Open your closet door. How many coats do you have? How many shirts? How many sweaters? How many pairs of pants? How many dresses? How many skirts? How many pairs of shoes? When was the last time that you wore some of that stuff? What was Jesus saying? If you have more than you need, be generous to those who don't have what they need. You have heard it said. Listen to this one. God provides for humanity's need, but not for humanity's greed. That's pretty profound. God provides for humanity's needs, but not for humanity's greed. Part of the gospel is to forgive and to give. In the next chapter, if that's the heart of the gospel, then he talks about the soul of the gospel. And so again, I want to read for you just a moment. Peter came to Jesus and asked him, "How many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who has sinned against me? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but 77 times." Without forgiveness, our souls begin to fill with anger, resentment, frustration, anxiety. I love this quote. I've heard it in other places. Choosing not to forgive someone is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Not forgiving. Choosing not to forgive is like you drinking poison in hopes that the other person will die. When we choose not to forgive, we turn our backs on God and the best version of ourselves. While Jesus' teaching was and is radical, he calls us beyond forgiveness. One of the most radical teachings Jesus has is love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. What was the teaching before Jesus wandered into the synagogue that morning? Well, it's one we all know and some of us still practice. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life. That was the teaching. Jesus brings a new teaching. So the question comes, who are my enemies? Who are your enemies? When was the last time you prayed for them? There are some people who say they don't have any enemies. Well, they've never made a hard decision. And I believe they simply have not thought it through. Who are the people on television who make your skin crawl and your blood boil, especially on Fox News? Who represents ideas that are at the other end of the ideological spectrum from everything you hold to be good, true, noble, and just? Those people are your enemies. When was the last time you prayed for them? You talk about radical. And let's not forget the everyday ways people wrong you. This man is from Australia. He lives in Ohio and Chicago, but he drives in Houston. Your enemies every day are those who cut you off in traffic, jump in front of you to get through the express lane at the supermarket with only 57 things in their basket, who can't count to 15 but can count to 57. They're the people who say things about you that simply are not true. Forgiveness and generosity are two of the most radical challenges that Jesus levels at us. They are at once incredibly spiritual and monumentally practical. Our willingness to give and to forgive often reveal the depth or the limitation of our Christianity. In chapter 13, he asks the question, who is the greatest? Who is the greatest? Then he tells the story of Jesus calling a little one into his midst and setting him or her on his lap and telling those 12 old buzzards that followed him around, this is the greatest among you. We must learn these things for our own soul's health and for the health of the souls that are going to be and are already entrusted to us. These little ones whom God has placed into our hands, physically and spiritually, must be able to depend on us. And we cannot give what we do not have. You see, my friends, in the end, what Matthew Kelly is saying to us this season of Lent is that our souls and the souls of the little ones depend on our knowing Jesus. Our knowing Jesus. And so it is in His name that we offer these words, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.